This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally. Toll free at 1-800-447-4463. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Good morning. I'm Melissa. Thanks for hanging out with me at Party Line. Kevin's gone right now. We kicked him out for a couple of days. He's actually on vacation, and we hope he's enjoying it. But, yeah, stick with me. I'll do my best. We want to thank our sponsors, of course, for letting us be on the air on WILO, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor. Big deals, save money right now, and we love bigdeals.com. Simple Time Antiques, Bodico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Welty Exteriors, Custom Exteriors, and Blevins Insurance, Burke's Fine Jewelry, and Mel's Starlight Drive-In, which we'll be talking to Elaine again tomorrow about Mel's Drive-In. HoosierLandTV.com sponsors let us bring you all the good video that we hope you're enjoying as well. Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Ye Old Spirit Shop, Blackhawk Winery, Pro Bike Computers, 51 West Event Center, BCS in Michigan Town, Ginda Funeral Home, All BQs in Flora, and Minute Print It. This is, again, as I said, I'm Melissa here at WILO for Party Line. Let's go ahead and talk about the weather. Going to be a little better today than what we've seen the last few days. Sunny with a high near 85. Tonight it's going to be mostly clear with a low around 60. Friday, the heat returns. It's going to heat up a little bit more. Sunny with a high of 88 and a low of 64. Saturday, the weekend's looking not too bad. High of 88 on Saturday. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms coming in on Saturday night, but we're not going to cool down much. It's going to be a 70 for a low. Sunday, still a little bit of lingering shower and thunderstorm chances in the morning hours, partly sunny and a high of 86. So hopefully we will get a little bit of that rain. We need some to relieve some stress on some plants and stuff and maybe help cool things down a little bit. Monday, a little cooler, 80. Tuesday, 81. And Wednesday, it starts to heat back up again to 87. So, yeah, not a lot of relief in sight. Maybe we'll get a little bit of that weekend rain, we hope. Coming up today on Party Line at 9 o'clock, we'll have the Utility Service Board. I believe Todd Corey is coming in. I won't swear to it, but I think Todd's the one that's coming in today. We're always happy to see Todd. Friday, it's going to be someone from the Clinton County Sheriff's Office, and I believe that is going to be Sheriff Rich Kelly. He's going to be calling in on Friday. So we got a good show to wind out the rest of the week, and like I said, you know, a lot going on in the area too. So think about it. County Fair is not that far away. We've got Clinton County 4-H Fair coming up July 10th through the 17th. And we're actually going to be covering quite a bit on WILO. Actually, we're going to put a little bit on WILO. You're going to see the Party Line show is going to be there. We're going to be carrying that live from the fairgrounds. And the rest of it's going to be on HoosierLandTV.com. That way you can actually watch the shows and not just listen to them. We're going to be covering pretty much anything 4-H related, along with showing what a lot of the kids do. We got, starting on the 8th, we got the Performing Arts in Frankfort Library. That's going to get recorded. We're going to be putting, if we don't do it live, we're going to record it. The live shows, I will give you a rundown of those real quick. We're going to do live the Horse and Pony Show on Saturday morning, the 9th. We're also going to do live on Sunday, the parade. And then Monday, it's going to be the Goat Show. Tuesday, it's going to be the Beef Show. And the sheep show, that's a little different than what we're normally used to. Beef show is going to be in the morning and sheep show is going to be in the afternoon. And then Wednesday, the 13th, it'll be the swine show. is going to be live, and then we will get a little bit of a break because we got to give our camera crew a little break in that, and I need a little break for my voice. We won't be doing anything live on Thursday, the 14th, but we will be back on Friday, the 15th, for Supreme Showman. So that will be our next thing that we do live, and the 10-year 4-H Members Awards. So everything else, though, will be recorded, and it'll be uploaded as soon as it can be edited and uploaded. The Clinton County 4-H Fair, all the 4-H part of it, will be visible on HoosierlandTV.com. Lots of stuff going on in the neighborhood. We've got coming up this, I believe, this Friday night. Yep, this Friday night, Clinton County Family YMCA will be having their gala. And it's not a gala where you got to wear black tie and tails. But as Stephanie told us, it is it's more of a business casual. And that's going to be Friday, June 24th from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Silver Coin Event Center, located out on County Road 500 North. That's on the west side. And $30 per person, $225 for an 8-person table. You can still get a hold of them at the YMCA and get tickets for that. So I think you'll enjoy that. Get out there and support the Y. Also, and I'm not going to play it because I don't know where it's at, the Red Barn Summer Theater's second show actually kicked in last night. We're hoping, hopefully they had a great show. It's going to be running through July 2nd. This one is Murdered to Death. So you can go out and you can check that out. You know, Red Barn Theater, we're so lucky to have a community theater right here where we can go. You can sit, you can enjoy it. It doesn't cost a lot to go out there. And you know what? It's good for kids to go out and see plays. I think that's one of the things that I remember that we did growing up. My parents used to take us to see Red Barn Theater, and I just think that's, you know, that it's so cool to have that here in our area. City of Frankfort's going to be breaking ground on the new police department. That's going to be June 27th. That's Monday at 10 a.m. and 1740 West State Road 28 in Frankfort's where it's going to be. There is going to be parking available on site, but let's be real, folks, with the traffic and everything else, with the construction and everything, if you are planning on going out there, carpool with somebody, you know, don't take a lot of individual cars out there if you can help it. That would be the best day to go. But how exciting to finally get that new police station started. Hall of Fame announced their class of 2022 inductees a while ago for the Hot Dog Hall of Fame. Inductees are going to be Chad Button from the class of 1996, Kelly J. Good from the class of 1986, Mary Gorman Herrick from the class of 1912. She will be getting that posthumously, and I know I probably just butchered that. I didn't say it right, but someone from her family, I'm sure, will be accepting that on her behalf. Dr. Tom Miller from the class of 1981, Steve Mullen will be getting an honorary. Lieutenant Colonel James Richler of the class of 1951, who is no longer with us. I'm sure a member of his family will be picking that up as well. Mark Sawicki from class of 1975 and Randall Bo Workman from the class of 1970, all receiving that Hall of Fame honor. So that'll be cool. Oh, Dwayne Blacker is on the line, so we'll talk to Dwayne. Hey, Dwayne, what's up?
Not a whole lot. I heard you talking about the Red Barn, and wife and I went last night. Our second experience this year, we decided to buy tickets for each show. There's three of them. And the first one was just excellent. And the one last night was just right behind it. Like you said, we're just so fortunate to have this kind of entertainment for $20 a piece. Can't match that anywhere.
No, definitely not. And would you say that this, the show that's going on now, Murdered to Death, is that a good family one to go to? What would be an age limit that you would put on that one?
Well, I don't know. Young people today are kind of hard to read sometimes, but it's got a good plot to it, and we didn't know till the very, very end who the killer was going to be. And it's, you know, you talk about shooting guns and such. It's not that. Very well done. Like I said, we just really enjoyed the atmosphere. They have singing, entertainment ahead of time. Got to hear a little bit of that. And just a nice facility to be able to take family to, and good and clean and such. And different ones on the board are really working hard to bring that type of entertainment to Clinton County.
Now, are your family? I know your family's been around here for years, for generations, just like mine. Is this something that you guys have done on a regular basis through the years?
Well, we haven't, and I'll tell you. In fact, I told Bill Miller last night. I think it was that. You know, if you don't, when they send those out, if you don't go ahead and make that purchase, you just never go. And what we ran into last year, they began to fill up, and we weren't able to get a ticket. So I just made the decision along with my wife that we were going to go, and we picked the nights out for all three shows and set those aside on the calendar, and just like anything else that you do.
Well, Dwayne, I thank you for calling and giving us a review of the play, and I hope that by Dwayne calling in, that encourages other people to get out there and go and see the shows, because, I'm like you. We are so fortunate to have something like that in our community and, basically just right around the corner.
Good actors. I'm a little hard, a little hard hearing anymore, so... I didn't always catch some of the inference and such, but other than that, you know, and that's my fault. That's not theirs, but very well done. And some of the actors we recognized from the first show, and it just makes a fabulous experience.
Well, Dwayne, you'll have to let us know what you think of the next show when it starts, because I know it's a short season. They're putting on three shows in a very short period of time. So for them to be able to do that, that's amazing in itself. But you'll have to call in and let us know about the next show when it goes on.
I just highly encourage anyone that has got the time right now to call out there. I don't know what their hours are and such. I think you've got to call towards the evening hours, I believe, but obtain the tickets. Just highly recommend it.
Well, thanks for calling in, Dwayne. I really appreciate it.
Good luck to you today.
You and Connie, Kevin, keep me in your prayers, please, for the next couple of days.
I'm glad we got rid of Kevin for a day. No, I'm kidding.
All okay. Righty. Thank
Talk
you.
Talk to you another time. Bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. Yeah, that was Dwayne Blacker. I grew up with his sister-in-law, actually. We all kind of grew up around each other. But there you go. There is a testimonial to how great the Red Barn Theater show is. And as Dwayne was talking about, you can go online and check it out, www.redbarntheater.net. And then if you want the phone number to call to get tickets, it's 765 659 1657. So check out the Red Barn Theater. I recommend it. Other things that are coming up, basketball tournament 3-on-3 at the Frankfort Parks Department at the TPA Park. That's going to be July 4th, going to be part of the celebration out there at the park. 3-on-3, I mean, you can't beat it. Register today at the parks office. It's $30 a team, 14 to 17 years old, and also 18 and up, which means, you know, we could get a team from the station to go play, but yeah, that could be kind of ugly. Anyway, we may just go out there and cover it. We're just, I don't think we'll participate, but deadline is to sign up is July 4th at 10 a.m. So check that out. For more information, you can call 765-659-3422 at the Frankfort Parks Department. That would be kind of fun to get a crew going from the station. I've got Dennis running the board, so if you think I'm talking to myself, I'm really not. Dennis is here. So
he has a rapt audience over here, an audience of one.
I have a captive audience, let's put it that way, unless he decides to get up and walk out on me, so hopefully not. We appreciate Dennis coming in and running the board just so I don't have to deal with too many button pushings and stuff, especially since we're all still getting used to this new system. So Frankfort Main Street concerts will continue. Next one's going to be July 21st. This is at Veterans Park, 6 to 8 p.m. It's going to be RC Trio, which is a jazz fusion dirty blues band. That's kind of an interesting combination for sure, but July 21st, that's going to be after County Fair, which I think is really cool that kind of Frankfort, the city of Frankfort, is kind of pausing until after County Fair is over with. You know, we're going to have all our July 4th celebrations and everything going on, but County Fair will be the main focus, and then we go right back into the Thursday Thunder, and I believe that's on the 21st as well, and then the concert is in conjunction with that. And then we jump into the Hot Dog Festival. Hot Dog Festival is going to be coming up, I believe, July 29th and 30th. So by then, I'll be down at State Fairgrounds getting ready for fair. But Hot Dog Festival will be coming up, and that's looking really good. I'll be anxious to talk to Frankfort Main Street about that. I think they're going to be on later on in the next week or so. We'll have Frankfort Main Street coming on. Actually, Tuesday, we'll have Kim Stevens in on Tuesday, June 28th. And I'm sure she'll have some more information on the Hot Dog Festival that's coming up. Let's see. I got a whole stack of stuff here. I'm just trying not to rattle through it too fast. Actually, I'm trying to kill a little bit of time, but that's side the point. If you got any questions, call in, or if you got something you want to bring up, call in 765-659-3338, and we got Ken answering phones, so you know, call in, give us a buzz. I'm game to talk just about anything. There may be a few things off the table, but for the most part, I'm an open book. Prairie Creek Park entertainment schedule. We've got Not Until August 13th coming up. Christine Kindred and Isaac Rudd. That'll be the concert. They'll be taking the stage at 6:30 p.m. And of course, you got the food trucks and beer garden. So drink responsibly with that one. Let's see. Oh, Michigan Town Ice Cream Social. That is the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce has started this. They're going around and having ice cream socials in different towns. I know they did Rossville already. And they're going to be in Michigan Town Wednesday, June 29th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. at the Michigan Town Lions Club out in the lawn. Going to have a nice little outdoor ice cream social. Now, if you're not familiar with the Lions Club, if you're familiar with the old Michigan Town High School, that's where it is. And that's on Ohio Street, basically a couple blocks over from State Road 29 to the east. So you can go out there and have ice cream with the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce. Canal Day is coming up in Delphi. And this is a really cool festival that they have going on with the canals, on the Wabash and Erie Canal in Delphi. Check that out. It is a lot of fun to go to. I've been to it. It is going on July 2nd. That's a Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Delphi. You can go check that out. Coming up, mark your calendars for this too. 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, July 9th, downtown Kirkland. This is the next flea market that they have, a community flea market. But then all the antique shops are open. The restaurants are open. Go check out. If you haven't been to Kirkland, you need to. I mean, we got so much going on in Clinton County, Carroll County, you know, right here close that there's no reason why you don't have to take a long haul trip to go find something to do. You can do it with less than a tank of gas. And yeah, I know that's not cheap, but it can be done. All right. We're making it a family affair. We got Jamie Blacker on the phone right now. Jamie, what's up?
Hey, I couldn't let him get ahead of me today, could I?
Well, I just figured you were calling in because I'm struggling.
Well, you just said you needed some time to fill, and I attended something yesterday that people might find interesting in Clinton County that happened back in 1977.
Oh.
I actually attended a funeral in Indianapolis yesterday for a man named Dick Hall, who passed away May 20th of this year. And if that name doesn't ring a bell to anyone, on a February morning in 1977, he was the guy that was the end of a gun held at gunpoint for 63 hours by a guy named Tony Corinthus.
Yep.
Over a land deal. And basically it was live on air on the three TV stations in Indianapolis for three straight days, and even live across the country, because nothing like that had ever happened before.
Right.
So,
yeah, no, I was still in school, and we actually had it on, you know, of course we didn't have TVs in every room like they do now, but we actually had it on in a couple of the classrooms.
Yeah, most people, I know you're a few weeks older than me. I was seven in 1977, so.
Thank you for that.
So I figured you remember that, but Dick was a great man. The reason I knew him, my wife's grandmother was friends with him for the last 18 years, very close friends, and kind of, we called him Grandpa Dick, but he had a great, you know, memorial service yesterday in Indianapolis at 34th and Central, and a very nice, large Presbyterian church. A lot of people from the city of Indianapolis attended there. He graduated from Short Ridge High School in 1953, attended Purdue University, was college roommates with a local man in our community, Pete Clark.
Right.
And people know him. So just something interesting. People remember that story. There's books out now. The 40th anniversary of this was just a few years ago. There's a book out. It's called Christus and Me. And during the 63 hours of the gunpoint, you can Google it. There's all kinds of stuff on there. Dick was pretty quiet about this for 40 years, but it's very interesting, and to read his story, you know, how he handled that, you know, 63 hours of being basically wired to a shotgun.
Yeah, the stamina and just the perseverance to go through that. And I know his faith was a lot of that.
Right, right. And his testimony yesterday by a lot of people in the crowd, you know, he changed a lot of people's lives, you know, since then by listening to him. So just something interesting. It was, I wanted to bring it up to you. A lot of people remember that. Just something that weird had happened in our community or state of Indiana in 1977.
Yeah. Thank you, Jamie, for calling in. Before I cut you loose.
Yeah.
What's going on your neck of the woods? I mean, I know you've got Old Hickory Days coming up. I know not this week, but hopefully next week we'll be ready to bring Inside the Huddle back. Hopefully we'll be comfortable enough to be able to bring Inside the Huddle back next week. I know we're not going to have a show tomorrow or a Saturday.
Right,
but,
right.
But
the new system and everything, it's just trying to get all the bugs worked out. Well, we're, you know, just kind of on standby on that. We're a little slow on the local sports scene right now, but we got a few things we want to talk about. And then, of course, you know, the county fair is coming up, and And then Old Hickory Days will be the first weekend in August at Colfax.
So. Yeah, no kidding. So,
correct me if I'm wrong.
Are you are winding down on the 4-H side of it as a parent?
This is it. Last go round. I just filled out my fair entry this morning. I'm thinking this is the last time to do that.
Wow. So. That's there's got to be
keep
a little
checking those boxes, right?
Yeah, there's got to be a little melancholy there though, because I mean,
year of last, you just keep doing last things. So,
yep,
this will be the last state fair we attend, and of course it's going to be different because we just show swine, so it's going to be pretty much a week ahead of time. So,
yeah, I was going to say they've moved all that up a week ahead because of the building being gone right now.
Yeah, it's just in process of building a new one and by no means ready for that. I mean, they're just starting the foundation. I haven't even actually been down there, but it's what pictures I've seen. So, but it's much needed. I mean, the state fair definitely needed some new look to it on some things. So
yeah, definitely.
Always got to make it better for the future.
Exactly. Well, Jamie, thanks for calling in, helping me fill some time. That's great. I thank you for bringing that up because I had literally had forgotten all about that. It's been so long. So
right.
Really cool.
Yep. And both individuals in that have passed away. Tony Carinza passed away in 2005. Basically, he was held custody in a mental health system until 1988 and then released. But he passed away in 2005, and then Dick just passed away earlier this year. So.
Well, I thank you for calling in with that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you will be talking to us on Party Line at the County Fair.
Yeah, I'll probably be out there. I'm be working with Kevin and you and getting a lot of interviews set up. So that's my role in that week for the Fair Council to get people for you to talk to.
That sounds great.
And a lot of 4-H'ers, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, too. Only I get to do it as a grandparent now.
And actually, I told some people yesterday that live in West Virginia and some other Colorado that were at the funeral that would like to watch our kids do some things. So I talked to them about Clinton County Daily News, and you'll be live streaming things, so they'll be logging in to watch some of those things at the fair, like a lot of people do.
That'll be cool. Yeah,
and be listening to you.
I'm happy that we're continuing the broadcasting on HoosierlandTV.com, and yeah, I'm like you. I've had people from North Carolina, and even my nephew, he teaches college in Honduras, and he actually pulls it up on their TV, their computers there, and they actually watch in class in Honduras. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's very neat for people that live or family out of state to be able to participate in a lot of these activities.
Well, Jamie, I'm going to cut you loose. Thanks for calling in. And, I think you one-upped your dad this time around.
Well, don't tell him that. We'll have a good day.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Party Line in just a minute.
This is